Hey everybody, this is Scott Graham, Extension Entomologist with Alabama Extension and Auburn University. And this Syngenta Pest Patrol Hotline is being recorded on Thursday, August the 13th. Well, it appears to be go time in Alabama for cotton jacet. I don't know if there's some sort of correlation between when my kids have Meet the Teacher and cotton jacet outbreaks in the state, but here we are. Last year, I got my first call of jacets in the real world on August the 12th while I was at Meet the Teacher for my kids' school. This year, I got the first call on August the 11th, and that was the day we had Meet the Teacher, but thankfully, I wasn't in it when I got the call. But anyway, current reports are that overall, populations are still spotty, and that's how it sounds in Georgia as well. Probably like last year for them, higher pressure in East Georgia, but working its way over, still spotty, but feels requiring treatment. And that's what we've seen thus far, populations observed in Coffee and Dale counties that are requiring treatment. As a reminder, our threshold is an average of one cotton jacet per leaf. Now, we recommend focusing on that fourth node main stem leaf from the terminal, but if you see jacets on other leaves, don't ignore them, right? I mean, we're anywhere in those upper five or so nodes is kind of, you know, where we're looking. And so if you're focused on that fourth node and you see three jacets on one leaf on the third node, don't pretend you didn't see them. Count them and we'll go with that in our average. We are currently in a weather pattern, I believe, that is favorable for cotton jacet development. We're both hot and dry and somehow still humid. And that is really good for really favorable for jacet populations. And so we're in a scenario where they could explode in a short amount of time. We just need to be watching. I'm not trying to sound any alarms, but it is certainly time to be scouting and looking for cotton jacets. Now, our threshold also includes either adults or immatures. We count them the same. The presence of adults is important to confirm the species of leafhopper that's in the field. Is in fact cotton jacet. Now on these nymphs, if you go to the Alabama Insects blog, we'll have pictures posted. But on these nymphs, when they have wing pads, which are the kind of off-color little circles that you'll see kind of coming from the shoulders, if you will, you'll see two black, little bitty black dots when they get larger, and that is another way you can identify an immature jacet or immature leafhopper as a jacet. Again, it's easiest to see the adults with the black spots on the wings, but it is possible with those large nymphs if you see black spots around the wing pads. But in addition to just looking for jacets themselves, we also need to be scouting for early signs of hopper burn. As a reminder, these symptoms begin as kind of a general yellowing of the leaf, followed by distinct yellowing and then reddening of the leaf margins. After you see that on the margins, hopper burn moves throughout the leaf before they totally desiccate, dry out, and fall off the plant. It's really important to catch it early. When you start seeing a lot of red on leaf margins, the damage cannot be stopped on those leaves. So catching these populations before you see symptoms is critical. Now, in our observations and from reports of what we've gotten, cotton jacets seem to be concentrated on the earliest planted cotton right now. This is pretty similar to what we saw last year. For what we've seen and heard, it seems like jacets tend to be on cotton that have small bolls up at the top. So I'm hoping that means in these fields, one well-timed application can knock them out or knock them back, and these fields will not require multiple applications. So for the time being, that's where I would probably focus my scouting, is any cotton that's probably late bloom or even mid bloom. It seems like that's where they're probably going to be, or late bloom or later. As far as treatment options, it's probably some of it's going to depend on what other pests are in the field. I walked through some stuff on the Alabama Insects blog. You can go and see all of that. One critical thing to remember is that pyrethroids, including bifenthrin, do not control cotton jacets. And they can make populations worse. So if I'm in southeast Alabama right now, I would not spray bifenthrin for stink bugs or any other pests. I would leave that out. I would use something that I know suppresses and or just outright kills cotton jacets because pyrethroids can make jacets worse. I'll just make a quick comment. Seen a lot of spider mites across central Alabama in some pockets, so keep that in mind. You know, don't want to lose anything to mites at this point in the season. We are starting to get hot and dry. A lot of fields are needing some rains, and so hopefully that'll happen. But just watch those spider mite populations. So with that, we'll sign off and be back with another update when things change. Hope everybody has a good week. And as always, if there's any way we can help, please don't hesitate to reach out and let us know.